This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What did the bride say in her vows that ended the wedding? Story 1. She started her vows with a smile that didn't quite reach her eyes. James, I love you, even if you're not the man I thought I was marrying. A nervous chuckle rippled through the guests. She continued, I was going to pretend today. Pretend that your bachelor party didn't matter, that your cousin didn't send me that video. But I realized something. I deserve to start a marriage without pretending. There was a shift. Murmurs. His best man stiffened. I watched you make out with a stripper in a hotel elevator while telling the guys, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I cried. Then I laughed. And then I packed your things. She looked at his parents. I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Weston. You raised a man who thinks women are toys. She set the vow book down. I won't say I do, but I will say thank you for showing me exactly what I'd be marrying. She left her bouquet on the altar and walked down the aisle alone. Thunderous silence followed. Story 2. She stood trembling, eyes full of tears, not from emotion, but rage. My vows were going to be about our first date, the wine, the walk by the lake, but I guess I need new vows now, people whispered. The groom frowned. Because last night, she said slowly, I got an anonymous message with screenshots from her, and I realized this wedding is just your cover story. Gasps. She pulled out her phone and held it high. You told her you'd leave me after the honeymoon. said you were only marrying me for the house my dad promised. The groom tried to grab the phone. She pulled back. I may have been blind, but I'm not stupid. So here are my new vows. I vow to never settle for a man who lies. I vow to respect myself. And I vow to never say I do to a man who called me a temporary distraction. She walked off. The guests stood frozen. His mom started crying. He stood alone. Story 3. The venue was small, rustic, charming. Only 40 guests. The bride was glowing. Or so we thought. She held his hands and whispered sweetly, Tom, from the moment I met you, I knew I wanted a life with you. He smiled. But not a life of secrets. His smile faded. I know you paid my brother to lie to me. I know about the second bank account. I know you've been meeting with my sister behind my back. Gasps. Someone dropped a wine glass. She paused, voice calm. You told her she was the one that got away. She showed me the texts. Now even his best man looked uncomfortable. So this is me saying, I release you. Go chase what you really want. She stepped away. The officiant looked at her. Are you... I'm done, she said. I deserve someone who's not split between sisters. No one moved. Not even the groom. Story 4. She stood there, beaming in lace, holding a paper that had been folded and unfolded too many times. Brad, you always said you wanted someone low maintenance. Someone who didn't complain when you disappeared on weekends. Someone who would understand that your career came first. So, in my vows, I just want to say, she tore the paper in half. I am not low maintenance. I want someone who calls back. Who shows up? Who doesn't vanish at midnight because the guys called and the fact that I kept shrinking myself to fit your comfort? That's over. His mouth opened, but she cut him off. I was so focused on becoming the woman you wanted, I forgot I had a choice. She turned to the audience. I choose not to go through with this. People thought it was a joke at first. But when she walked out and left her ring on the altar, it hit. Story 5. The bride's voice shook as she began her vows. I wrote this a month ago, before I found out who you really are. The groom stiffened. I thought this day would be about love. But it turns out, it's about truth. And the truth is, you've been living two lives. Guests shifted uncomfortably. You told me your ex was crazy. That she wouldn't let go. But she didn't crash the rehearsal dinner by accident. She was invited. By me. Now the whispers turned into alarmed murmurs. She showed me your messages. The promises. The hotel bookings during our engagement. The groom tried to speak, but she raised her hand. You don't need to say anything. This is my vow, to myself. To walk away. To never again believe someone just because they wear a nice suit and say the right words. She looked at the officiant. There will be no wedding today. And just like that, she walked out. The groom followed, but no one followed him. Story 6. Right before the vows, the bride's dad stood up and whispered something to her. She nodded, took a shaky breath, and began. Ethan, I've waited for this day for years. But just now, my dad told me something I didn't expect. Everyone leaned in. He told me that last night you confessed. You told him you slept with my cousin, but that it didn't mean anything. The cousin was in the front row. She shrank into her seat. I'm not mad at him for telling me. I'm mad at myself for not seeing it. She took off her ring and held it out. You don't get to be my husband. You get to be a story I'll tell someday. One that ends here. She dropped the ring into his stunned hands and walked out. Story 7. Everyone knew the bride was quirky. That's why we weren't surprised when she started her vows with a poem. But by verse 3, people stopped smiling. She said, You told me to lose weight before your mom's beach party. You said my laugh was too loud at dinner with Steve. You told me to change my major, my tone, my outfits. And still, I believed you loved me. Dead silence. Then she looked up and said, So my vow to you is, I won't become a paper doll version of myself just to make you comfortable. I'm setting myself free. He laughed awkwardly. Is this a joke? She folded the poem. Number, this is my finale. Story 8. I was the maid of honor. I stood 3 feet from her. I heard the change in her voice when she saw him smirk. I have my vows right here, she said, holding a small card, but I'm not going to read them. He blinked. Instead, I want to read your vows. The ones you wrote to another woman 3 days ago. The ones you left open on your laptop while you showered. Everyone froze. She pulled out a printed screenshot. You're my real soulmate. This wedding is for my dad. He loves her family. I'll fix it all after the honeymoon. Gasps. His mom started crying. You didn't even close the tab. That's how little you think of me. She looked at the crowd. I'm not marrying someone who writes love letters to someone else. She crumpled the paper and walked away. Story 9. They were childhood sweethearts. Everyone was rooting for them. The vows were supposed to be emotional. They were, but not in the way we expected. She smiled tearfully and said, "When we were 15, you told me I was the only girl you'd ever love. I believed you. Even after you left me in college for someone else, I waited. Even after you came back, I forgave." He looked uncomfortable now. "But then I found her emails. The new girl. The one from work." She turned to the crowd. "I realized something. You love the chase. Not the person." He tried to interject. She raised her hand. "I'm not angry. I'm awake. This wedding was supposed to be my dream. But I'm walking away from your nightmare." She left him standing there with nothing but silence behind him. Story 10. The wedding was on a rooftop. Sunset. Perfect. She took the mic and said, "I want to thank everyone for coming. Especially those who traveled far. It means the world." Then she turned to the groom. "I was going to marry you today. Even after your temper. Even after how you treated the staff last night. Even after the way you spoke to my mother this morning." The groom shifted, visibly sweating. "But then I looked in the mirror and realized something. If I'm already making excuses before we're even married, what will I be doing in 5 years? People began murmuring. "So I won't read the vows I wrote. Because I don't want to marry someone I have to defend to myself." She kissed his cheek and whispered, "Goodbye." He stood there, jaw tight, as she handed the mic to the officiant and walked off the roof into a new life. Story 11. The bride stood in front of everyone, calm, composed, too calm. "Jason," she said sweetly, "we've been together for 6 years. I know your every habit. I know you always fold your socks in threes, that you hate cilantro, that you bite your nails when you're lying." Jason gave a tight smile. "That's why I knew, when I asked you where you were last weekend and you said you were at Mike's," she paused, "that something wasn't right. Because Mike was with me, helping me plan this wedding." A few people in the crowd gasped. "I did some digging. Nothing crazy. Just checked your iCloud backup. You really should have turned off PhotoSync." Jason's face drained of color. "That's when I found her. The woman you've been seeing for 8 months. She sent you a picture in her wedding dress, didn't she?" Now everyone was murmuring. "So my vow is simple. I vow never to marry a man who rehearses his vows with someone else." She removed her ring, handed it to his stunned best man, and walked out of the venue, head high, veil flowing behind her like a battle flag. Story 12. She looked radiant, glowing in her dress, holding handwritten vows with trembling fingers. But her first words were, "Before I promise myself to you, there's something I need to say." Everyone leaned in. "When we met, I was broken. You said you saw me, really saw me. And I believed that. I believed you were different." She looked down at the paper, then back at him. "But then you showed me what you really saw. That I was easy to manipulate. That I'd tolerate the silent treatments. The jealousy. The small humiliations in front of my friends." Now even the officiant looked nervous. "You told me once that no one else would love me the way you do. And you're right. Because no one else would call that love." She turned to the guests. "I don't want a round of applause. I don't want tears. I just want out." And just like that, she left him. No drama. No screaming. Just pure clarity. People still talk about it like it was the most empowering moment they've ever witnessed. Story 13. The bride waited until the very end of her vows for the twist. Everyone thought it was a classic.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Speech, how they met in college, how he helped her through her mom's cancer, how she loved his sense of humor. Then she looked at him with fire in her eyes. But I also remember the night you told me drunk that if I ever gained weight, you'd leave me. Silence. And the time I overheard you telling your coworker that I was too emotional to handle a real career. He laughed nervously. Babe, come on. I'm not your babe. And this isn't a joke. She looked at the audience. I came here ready to forgive. But I realized, if I have to forgive everything just to marry you, then I'm already losing. The groom's dad tried to interrupt, but she held up her hand. No more fixing. No more shrinking. I'm done. She left through the aisle alone. No music playing. Just stunned silence and a man standing in the wreckage of his own ego. Story 14. They had a destination wedding in Greece. The whole thing cost nearly $80,000. Everyone flew in. During her vows, she smiled with tears in her eyes. Matt, when we started dating, you told me you wanted transparency. So I'm going to give you some. She pulled out two letters. This first one, she said, unfolding it, is from a woman you dated last year. She says she's pregnant. She sent it to your office 3 days ago. The groom's jaw dropped. And this second one is from your accountant. He thought I should know that you emptied our joint savings account last week. People gasped. I don't want to be a woman who cries at her wedding, so I'm cashing out my dignity now while I still have it. She dropped both letters at his feet and turned to the ocean behind her. The reception was canceled. Some guests still went sightseeing, but no one forgot the look on Matt's face as the sun set on everything he'd just lost. Story 15. She didn't cry. Not once. That's what made it eerie. Her vows started with a smile. Colin, I loved you more than I thought I could love anyone. A good start. His friends clapped lightly. But you never really loved me. Not the real me. You loved the version you created in your head. People looked confused. You didn't want a partner. You wanted a prop. Someone to post with. Someone who didn't argue back. Someone who'd keep quiet when your text buzzed at 2 a.m. Now everyone was still. I told myself it was nerves. Or work stress. Or just the way men are. But then I realized I'd rather be alone than invisible. She placed the vows on the podium. So I won't say I do, because I don't. She walked off before anyone could stop her. Colin didn't even chase her. Maybe he knew she was right. Story 16. She took the mic and stood tall, trembling just slightly. You could feel something was off. Dylan, she began, you once told me that honesty is the most important thing in a relationship. He smiled, oblivious. So here's some honesty. I didn't write these vows. Your ex-girlfriend did. Confused murmurs. She found me on Instagram. Told me everything. Sent me screenshots. At first, I thought she was just bitter. But then, I found your burner account. The one with messages to her. While we were picking out flowers together. Gasps. She offered to keep quiet. But I realized something. I don't want to start my life with a secret buried under my wedding cake. She pulled the ring off. So I'm being honest, too. This isn't happening. She left the venue. A couple guests followed. No one clapped. Story 17. It was supposed to be an elopement-style wedding. Simple, intimate, poetic. The bride looked at him and began, "You know I hate cliches, but I thought I hated loneliness more." He chuckled, unsure. "So I said yes when you proposed. Even though my gut whispered, wait, I ignored the little signs. How you always had to win every argument. How you mocked my goals. How I felt smaller around you, not bigger." She shook her head. I convinced myself that love was sacrifice. That maybe I was just too sensitive. But when I told you I got into grad school and you said, how will that help us raise kids? I realized I wasn't too sensitive. I was too silent. He looked stunned now. I deserve someone who claps when I win, not someone who calculates how my success might inconvenience them. She looked out at the sea of quiet faces. This isn't a breakup. This is a correction. She turned and walked into the woods behind the chapel, alone but free. Story 18. The music faded, and the bride stepped forward holding a small notebook. She looked nervous, but then smiled.
Everyone said we were perfect together. But perfect is just a word people use when they don't know the full story. She opened the notebook. I was going to tell a cute story about how we met at a trivia night. But instead, I'm going to read this. She cleared her throat. Entry from January 17th. His phone was on the counter. A message popped up from Ava from accounting. I didn't open it. I didn't need to. I knew. Now the crowd murmured. I confronted you. You denied it. Then gaslit me. Told me I was paranoid. You blamed stress. Said I needed therapy. But guess what? Ava sent me your Spotify couple playlist last week. The groom was beet red. I'm not bitter. I'm just done. I want love that doesn't require
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Detective work. She tore out the journal page, placed it on the altar, and walked away in silence. Story 19. She wore her mother's veil and her grandmother's pearls. There was this sense of legacy in the air. She smiled, holding back tears. Logan, I remember when you first told me you loved me. I remember thinking, this is it. This is safety. He grinned proudly. But over time, I learned something. That safety should not feel like walking on eggshells. Everyone went still. When you punched the wall next to my head during that fight and told me you'd never hurt me, I believed you. But I also never forgot it. Logan tensed. When you told me you were only checking up on my text because you were protective, I let that slide too. Her voice hardened. I'm not reading vows today because I've spent too long writing excuses for your behavior. I won't spend the rest of my life apologizing for your temper. She left the ring on the pulpit and exited through the side door. It took 10 seconds before people realized this wasn't a pause. It was the end. Story 20. I was the videographer. I caught the whole thing on film. The bride looked like an angel. Then she turned, smiled at the groom and said, Ryan, I love you. I've loved you through your late nights, your forgetfulness, even the way you flirt too much with waitresses. Everyone laughed politely. But last week, I found something. Something in your suit pocket. He looked startled. It was a receipt. For an engagement ring. He blinked, nodded slowly. But it wasn't this ring. It was dated 5 months before you proposed to me. And it wasn't from this jeweler. The room went dead quiet. I called the store. They remembered you, and the girl. Her name was Morgan. Now the crowd buzzed. You proposed to me with Plan B, and I'm not interested in being anyone's consolation prize. She handed him back the ring box. I hope Morgan still has room on her finger. She walked off, veil flowing. I kept the camera rolling until the groom collapsed into a chair, head in hands. Story 21. She started crying before she even reached the podium. Not from nerves. Grief. Alex, she said, voice quivering. When we met, I thought I'd finally found someone who wouldn't leave. His face fell. He knew what was coming. You said you loved me. Even when I told you about my miscarriage. Even when I told you I wasn't sure I could have kids. You said it didn't matter. She took a deep breath. But then, last month, I saw the browser tab on your laptop. The one with the fertility clinic. And the email about donor eggs. Not for us. For you and your assistant. Murmurs erupted. You didn't even ask me. You just moved on. Planned a future without me, while still planning a wedding with me. She removed her ring. I may have lost a child, but I refused to lose myself. She left the stage. No one clapped. Not even her side of the family. just stunned silence. Story 22. The bride looked ethereal. Soft pink gown, wind in her hair, but her voice cut like steel. Everyone told me I was lucky to find someone like Nate. Kind, charming, stable. She glanced around at the crowd. But no one asked if Nate was lucky to find someone like me. There was a flicker of confusion on his face. For 2 years, I've been dimming my light to let him shine. I gave up friends, hobbies, even my dog, because he was too much responsibility. Gasps. I convinced myself this was compromise, but it was quiet erasure. She turned toward him. I love you, Nate. But I love myself more. I don't want to become a shadow in someone else's life. She stepped away from the altar, barefoot on the garden path, and walked into the house where her packed suitcase waited. Story 23. It was a huge wedding. Hundreds of guests. A string quartet. Champagne towers. The bride took the mic and smiled wide. I have two sets of vows today. One for my groom and one for my guests. Laughter rippled. Until she continued. Gabe, my love, I was going to vow eternal loyalty. But I realize now, I can't vow loyalty to someone who thinks I wouldn't notice. Confusion. 6 months ago, my sister moved in with us. You said it was temporary, that she needed support. More confusion. Her sister stiffened in the crowd, but she also needed privacy for your little affair. Right? The crowd collectively inhaled. You think I didn't see the receipts? The hotel charges? The second phone? The bracelet you gave her? The same one you gave me a year ago? Now it was dead silent. My new vow is to myself. I vow never to look away from red flags again. She left the mic swinging on the stand. Gabe followed her halfway down the aisle, then stopped. Story 24. She looked at him with this gentle sadness. I wrote these vows 100 times, Jack. Each version tried to pretend I didn't notice. He raised his eyebrows. Pretend I didn't notice how you only touched me when someone was watching. How you corrected my grammar at dinner. How you flinched when I said I wanted to start my own business. She smiled, just a little. I know you don't mean to be cruel, but that doesn't make it any less lonely. Now even the officiant looked uncomfortable. So I'm not going to read the version where I tell you I'll love you forever. Because I've already been loving you alone. And I don't want to be lonely for the rest of my life just to keep up appearances. She turned to the guests. Thank you all for coming. I hope you understand that leaving is still a kind of love. Just not the kind we thought. No one moved. Her dad stood and opened his arms. She walked straight into them and didn't look back. Story 25. She stepped up to the mic, grinning like it was a stand-up set. Okay, so this is gonna sound insane, but bear with me. The audience chuckled. Mark, you know how much I love surprises, right? He nodded. Well, I've got a big one. She pulled out her phone and hit play. A voice came through the speakers. His voice. Talking to some. Whispering. I'll marry her, yeah. But only until the prenup expires. Then I'll take half and leave. The crowd erupted. Shouts. His mother screamed his name. He lunged for the phone, but it was too late. She held up her hands. I planned this wedding with joy. You planned it with strategy. So here's my vow. I vow never to let a man see me as a stepping stone again. She left the phone on the altar. People stood. Some clapped. Not for drama, for her. Story 26. The ceremony was in a vineyard, with sunset lighting up the sky like a painting. The bride stepped forward, unfolded her vow sheet, and smiled. Brandon, you always told me I was dramatic. That I overthink. That I make things up in my head. A few guests laughed uneasily. I believed you. Even when my gut told me something was wrong. Like when your phone would light up with unknown number every other night. Brandon tensed. But last week I finally answered one of those calls. Now everyone leaned in. It was her. The one from your office. She told me everything. How you said I was just a comfort zone. How you told her she was the real thing. Dead silence. So here's my final act of drama, Brandon. I'm ending the wedding and starting the rest of my life without gaslighting. She placed the vows at his feet and walked back up the aisle. Applause erupted, not loud, but deliberate. Real. Story 27. The bride held her vow card, hand steady. Her voice was low and calm. David, I know you're not perfect. Neither am I. But love isn't about perfection. It's about trust. He smiled. And I trusted you. Even when you said you needed space every other weekend. Even when you turned off your location. Even when you said your female coworker was like a sister. Some people were already whispering. So I did something I never thought I'd do. I followed you. Now the whispers stop. You weren't at the gym. Or with friends. You were with her. In a cabin. For a full weekend. David's jaw tight. I could have kept this in. I could have married you anyway. But I realized, If I say I do right now, I'll be saying I do to secrets, to shrinking, to settling. She folded her vows and walked off the platform. The officiant didn't even try to recover. Story 28. It was a small backyard wedding. DIY decorations. Homemade cupcakes. Heartfelt music. The bride looked at her soon-to-be husband and said, Eli, you taught me that love should be patient. That love should be calm. That love should be quiet. She looked at her guests. But what no one knows is how quiet love became silence. People frown. You never yelled. But you never showed up either. Not to my place. Not to my job promotion dinner. Not when my dad was in the hospital. She took a breath. Love isn't just about not hurting someone. It's about choosing them. She turned back to him. And you never chose me when no one was watching. She gently removed her veil, handed it to her mom, and walked away. No drama. Just truth. Story 29. The bride looked radiant. Confident. Almost too confident. She smiled as she began her vows. I was going to start by saying you're my best friend, but that's not true. My best friend is standing right behind you. People chuckled, until they realized she meant it literally. Sam, my bridesmaid, my actual best friend, was also the first person to tell me the truth. Sam's eyes filled with tears. She told me you hit on her. Twice. Sent her late-night texts. Told her I was too emotional and you were having doubts. Now the laughter was gone. I didn't believe her. At first. But then I found your texts to three other women. And suddenly, it all clicked. The groom stammered, That's not... She cut him off. Don't worry. You're off the hook. I'm not marrying. Then she turned to Sam. And thank you for being a real friend. She hugged her and walked away. Cheers followed. Story 30. The wedding was modern, minimalist, classy. Nothing messy. Until the bride took the mic. Daniel, I love stories. Fairy tales. Endings that feel earned. But this isn't a storybook. It's a cautionary tale. Daniel blinked, confused. I ignored the signs. I told myself your coldness was stress. That your lack of affection was just your way. She shook her head. But then I found the journal, the one you forgot in the guest room, where you wrote that you felt trapped, that I was safe but boring, that marrying me was the responsible choice. A collective gasp. So I'm being responsible now too. She reached into her pocket, pulled out a single piece of paper, and held it up. It's a copy of our canceled marriage license. I filed it yesterday. Daniel stood frozen. His mother whispered something sharp. The bride set down the mic and walked off, as planned music began to play, but for no one. Story 31. The wedding was held at a vineyard. Golden hour, string quartet, everything picturesque. The best man, the groom's college friend, was confident, borderline cocky. He opened with, Weddings are a time for new beginnings and endings. Like the end of your days as a free man. Standard joke, but then, I still remember the bachelor party. Or as I like to call it, the trial separation. People laughed nervously. He kept going. You almost didn't make it back to the hotel that night, man. And you definitely didn't make it alone. Now everyone stopped laughing. The bride said sharply, What does that mean? Best man backpedaled. Oh, I just mean we had to carry him. You know how drunk he was. You remember, right, Zach? Zach, a groomsman, went pale. I wasn't there. The groom muttered something and left the table. The bride followed him. They never returned. The wine kept flowing, but no one felt like celebrating. Story 32. The bride didn't cry. She didn't yell. But she did pause for a long moment before speaking. Marcus, she began, when we first met, I thought your silence meant mystery, that your lack of emotion meant depth. She smiled sadly. But I realize now it meant distance, disinterest, detachment. People exchanged glances. Every milestone we hit, you never celebrated. Every time I cried, you looked away. I've spent the last year convincing myself that love is supposed to feel like endurance. She looked up and straight into his eyes. But it's not. It's supposed to feel like something. And I feel nothing. She placed her vows on the podium. This wasn't sudden. This is just the first time I've said it out loud. And then, without another word, she walked down the aisle. This time, alone. Story 33. It was a lakeside wedding, peaceful and intimate. The bride wore a flower crown. Everyone expected something poetic. And it was, at first, Jonah, I love the way you hold my hand when I talk too much. The way you look at me like I'm the only one in the room. But there's something I haven't told you. Now his expression changed. You've made me feel like the best version of myself. But I found out that you've made someone else feel that way too. Murmurs. I saw the emails. The calendar invites. The hotel bookings. all under a fake name. But you used your own rewards number. He turned bright red. I don't hate you, but I won't marry you. Because I want a marriage built on more than flowers and lighting. I want loyalty. She turned to the officiant. There will be no vows today. The lake stayed quiet, but no one heard the birds anymore. Story 34. They had known each other since middle school. It was the kind of love story that people hoped for. She stood with her vows choking up at first. I never thought we'd make it here, she said. He smiled. But I also never thought I'd learn how to read between the lines. The smile faded. I used to think you were private. Now I realize you were just hiding. She reached into her bouquet and pulled out a folded piece of paper. I found this in your desk drawer last week. Your pros and cons list about marrying me. You rated me a 7 in long-term value and said I lacked edge but offered consistency. Gasps. I'm not a stock. I'm a person. And I won't be part of a life plan that starts with ROI calculations. She dropped the paper and walked off. People weren't just stunned. They were angry at him. Story 35. The bride was shaking but holding it together. The reception tent was packed. She clutched the mic and said, "Today is about love. About starting fresh. But I realized something as I stood behind the curtain earlier." Everyone went silent. "I realized that I don't like who I am when I'm around you." A murmur rippled. "I become smaller. Quieter. More agreeable. Less joyful. I miss my loud laugh. I miss my messy opinions. I miss me." She turned to the groom. "You don't ask me to change. You just act like I'm wrong all the time until I do." She placed the mic down and faced the crowd. "This isn't love. This is disappearing slowly." Then she did something no one expected. She invited the band to play anyway. "Let's still dance," she said. "Just not to a lie." Some people danced. Others watched her in awe. Story 36. It was an art gallery wedding. Abstract canvases, moody lighting, and a string duo playing Radiohead. The bride looked like she stepped out of a painting herself. She took the mic and began, "Liam, I remember when you said I was a masterpiece, that I had layers, that I was misunderstood by most, but not by you." He smiled, charmed. "But then you started editing me." His smile faded. "First it was little things. Don't wear that lipstick. Don't post that photo." Then it was, "Quit your job. My hours are unpredictable." Then it became, "Don't talk about politics around my parents. Don't laugh too loud at dinner." She held up a small oil painting of herself, half finished. "This was me. You started it. Then erased parts you didn't like." She put it down. "I don't want to marry someone who sees me as a canvas. I want someone who loves the mess." She gave a soft smile, kissed him on the cheek, and walked away under gallery lights. Story 37. It was a courthouse wedding. Simple, quick, no frills. Only 20 people there. The bride wore a white pantsuit. She cleared her throat and said, "I've always believed in contracts. Clarity. Mutual benefit." People chuckled. "But love isn't a contract. It's a collaboration. And lately I've been the only one editing the terms." The groom looked confused. "You forgot our anniversary. Twice. You rescheduled our venue walkthrough for a poker night. When my mom was in the ER, you sent a thumbs up emoji." Gasps. "I didn't say anything because I thought I was being chill, but I'm not chill. I'm heartbroken." She held up a paper. "This was our prenup. I'm shredding it. Not because I don't believe in legal protection, but because I no longer need protection from your absence. I need presence." She dropped it in the trash and then walked out the front door before they even said, "I do." Story 38. The wedding was live streamed. Thousands of people watching. She was a small-time influencer. He was a popular fitness coach. She stared straight into the camera and said, "I love authenticity. So today, I'm going to be painfully real." Everyone leaned forward, digitally and physically. "Derek, you're great at curating. Your feed. Your abs. Your words." She pulled out her phone and read, "I don't really love her, but she's good for the brand. And she'll never leave. I've trained her to stay." Screams from the crowd. Comments flooded in. She kept her voice calm. "You left that message in a Discord server. Thought I wouldn't see it." She turned to the audience. "So to all the girls watching, you don't have to be anyone's brand asset. You don't need to shrink to fit someone's image." She ended the stream with one line. "This wedding is canceled, but this freedom is forever." Story 39. It was a mountain wedding, surrounded by pine trees and fog. The bride stood in hiking boots under a flower-draped arch. She held a notebook and said, "Eric, I thought this wedding would feel like a summit, but it feels like a misstep." He blinked. "You always said we were partners. But I carried every emotional backpack, every apology, every compromise. I brought water. You brought excuses. Now the crowd was whispering. I've spent the last 2 years asking you to go to therapy. You said, maybe after the wedding. You always say, after. She put down her bouquet. So here's my vow. I won't wait for a version of you that may never arrive. Then she picked up her pack and literally hiked down the hill. Alone. No ride. Just wind and spine. Story 40. This wedding had a mariachi band, sparklers, and churros for dessert. Pure joy, until she stood for her vows and said, Carlos, I wrote 10 drafts of these. They were all lovely, but none were true. Everyone hushed. Your mom thinks I'm not good enough for you. Your brother flirts with me when you're not looking. You told me to just ignore it. He looked uncomfortable. You said I was being dramatic. That family is family. She shook her head. But if your definition of family is endurance, not safety, then I want no part of it. Her voice cracked. I'm not saying goodbye to love. I'm saying goodbye to tolerating being second in someone else's story. She dropped her vows on a plate of churros and walked out as the band slowly fell silent. Story 41. The bride stood barefoot on the beach, wind tangling her veil, sunlight bouncing off the waves. Her voice was soft, but every word landed like a stone. Daniel, when I said yes to marrying you, I thought I was saying yes to a life. She looked at him for a beat. But really, I was just saying yes to a version of me you liked better. A hush fell over the guests. The one who doesn't ask too many questions. Who stays home when you go out? Who laughs politely when you joke about how I'm not as hot as your ex? His best man coughed. His mother's mouth opened in protest, then closed. I wanted a wedding. But I deserve a relationship. She removed her ring and dropped it into the sand. You can keep the tux. I'll keep my voice. She turned and walked toward the shore. Her footprints filled with water behind her. Story 42. She held the mic like it was the only thing keeping her grounded. Ben, I'm not going to stand up here and lie. A few people shifted uncomfortably. I've known for 3 weeks. His head turned sharply. I saw the texts. The photos. The ones from your trip to Denver when you said your mom was sick. Gasps rippled. I was going to pretend, go through with the wedding. Figure it out later. But this morning I woke up and thought, why the hell would I give the rest of my life to someone who only gave me half of his? He tried to interrupt. She shook her head. You already said everything you needed to her. I read it. Every word. She took off her necklace, dropped it in his hands. This isn't revenge. This is clarity. Story 43. The crowd was buzzing with laughter after the groom's funny, lighthearted vows. Then it was her turn. She smiled and said, Zach, you're the funniest person I know. Also the best liar. Everyone went silent. You lied when you said you'd stopped gambling. You lied when you said that wasn't your ex's lipstick on the wine glass. Now his face was pale. But the worst lie? The one I told myself. That I could fix you. She looked directly at the guests. I used to think love was about sacrifice. But it's not. It's about choice. And today, I choose to walk away before I lose any more of myself. She nodded to the officiant. There won't be a ceremony. She turned to the stunned guests and added, There's wine and cake inside. I still paid for it. Then she left. Story 44. Inspired by the tone of Falling in Reverse. It wasn't a wedding. It was a funeral in disguise. Black roses. Blood red napkins. Heavy guitar strings instead of violins. The bride stepped up to the mic in black boots in a defiant glare. Logan, I loved you like an addict loves their poison. You ruined me. And I let you. People looked at each other, unsure if this was performance or truth. I gave you my money. My body. My time. And you gave me betrayal in return. Cheated. Lied. Then cried. And I forgave. Again. And again. Now even his brothers were avoiding eye contact. But I realized this morning, staring in the mirror, eyeliner smudged from another fight, I wasn't becoming a wife. I was becoming a ghost. She ripped the veil off. No vows. No rings. No slow death. She kicked over the stand and walked down the aisle like a final act in a punk opera. The band picked up behind her. She didn't cry. Not anymore. Story 45. It was a garden wedding. Ivy-covered trellises. Delicate violins. Then came her vows. Jason, you always said you wanted someone low-key. Someone who wouldn't make scenes. She gestured at the guests. Well, surprise. Nervous laughter. I kept it quiet when you forgot my birthday. I stayed silent when you flirted with waitresses. I didn't say a word when you called my job cute. Now he looked panicked. But this is the last time I shrink myself. She turned to the officiant. I do not. Then she turned to Jason. and you don't deserve me. She walked away as the violinist quietly stopped playing. Story 46. The ceremony was held at a historic theater. Velvet curtains, chandeliers, dramatic lighting. The bride had a background in drama, and everyone expected something poetic. She began slowly. "Aaron, you always called me your spotlight. But looking back, you just didn't want to share the stage." He chuckled, thinking she was being clever. But then she kept going. "You hated when I got promoted. You said things like, just don't get too busy. When I spoke at that tech conference, you told people I got the gig through diversity quotas." Now his laughter stopped. "You belittled every win I had unless you were somehow in the story too. I thought it was insecurity. But it's control." She reached under the podium and pulled out a folder. "This is every journal entry I wrote where I apologized to myself for making you uncomfortable with my ambition." She tossed it on the floor. "And this is where I stop rewriting myself to be more tolerable to someone smaller." She looked at the audience, breathing deeply. "I'm not marrying him. But I'm not ashamed either. Because this, right now, is me taking back the mic." Story 47. They had a rustic barn wedding. Twinkle lights, burlap runners, mason jars. It looked like a Pinterest board. The bride stood, tears in her eyes. "I grew up believing love looked like compromise. My parents fought behind closed doors. Pretended in public. I thought that was normal." She looked over at the groom. "You never yelled. Never hit. But silence can be just as loud." Now people looked confused. "You haven't told me you loved me in 5 months. You stopped asking how I feel. You scroll through your phone while I talk about my day." He shifted in place, clearly caught off guard. "I was going to marry you because I thought love was just surviving together." She shook her head. "But I want more than polite apathy. I want someone who sees me." She turned to her parents. "I'm breaking the cycle today." She placed her vows gently on the hay bale altar and walked off, her boots crunching over gravel. Somewhere behind her, a mason jar hit the floor and shattered. Story 48. It was a destination wedding in Santorini. White stairs, blue domes, ocean breeze. The bride took the mic and inhaled deeply. "I want to tell you all a love story. The one you think you know." She glanced at the groom. "We met in college. Fell fast. Everyone said we were the perfect couple." He smiled nervously. He sensed it coming. "But perfect doesn't mean honest." She opened her phone. "This is the email I got 3 nights ago. From a woman named Kyla." She said, "I thought you should know he never broke up with me. He just stopped texting." Gasps. She attached photos, voice messages, screenshots. She turned to him. "Your mistake wasn't cheating. Your mistake was assuming I wouldn't find out until after I had your last name." She pulled off her ring. "My name is still mine. My story is mine. And this is your ending." She handed her bouquet to the wedding planner and walked away as cameras kept rolling. Story 49. It was a multicultural ceremony. 2 families, 2 traditions, 2 religions, 1 aisle. The bride began her vows in English, then paused. "I learned his language. His prayers. I adapted. I embraced his world." Then she switched to his native language. Her voice was steady. Clear. Passionate. People from his side began nodding, then frowning, then whispering. The groom interrupted, whispering, "What are you saying?" She turned back to English. "I said, I gave everything to you. But you gave nothing to me but expectations." Now both families were stunned. "Your mother called me a phase. Your uncle called me a liability. And you just smiled and said, don't cause trouble." She dropped her notes. "I will not enter a marriage where I'm a guest in my own life." She bowed slightly to both families and walked off, her cultural veil fluttering in the wind behind her. Story 50. The wedding had been delayed 3 times. First COVID, then a family death, then money. So when it finally happened, everyone expected relief. Celebration. Completion. The bride held up her vows and said, "Michael, I was going to read something safe. Polished. Approved by both families." She let the paper fall to the ground. "But I need to tell the truth." He stiffened. "You proposed after our 5th fight. Not out of joy, but out of guilt." "I knew it." "You knew it. But we both wanted the fairy tale so badly, we just faked it." Now people looked uneasy. "I felt like a hostage in a fantasy someone else wrote." She looked directly at her mother. "You said, a man like him doesn't come twice, but I do. I come back to life twice when I leave what kills me." She kissed his forehead gently and whispered something only he could hear. Then she walked back up the aisle while the band played the recessional early. Story 51. The wedding took place in an old library. Tall shelves, flickering candlelight, leather-bound programs with Shakespeare quotes. The bride stood between 2 vintage globes and said, Ethan, I once told you that love for me feels like turning a page and wanting more, he smiled, proud. But lately, it's felt like rereading the same chapter, over and over, hoping it'll change. He stopped smiling. You say you support my writing, but you've never read a single thing I've published. You say you love my mind, but ask me to tone it down around your friends. The crowd went still. I wanted to believe this wedding was a new beginning. But the truth is, I already know the ending. She held up her vows, tore them in half, and dropped them into the fireplace beside her. Then she looked at him once more. This isn't the final chapter. This is just where you stop being a character in my story. Story 52. The venue was a rooftop downtown. Neon lights, industrial vibe. The bride stood beneath a string of exposed bulbs. She looked out over the crowd, then back at the groom. Darren, I was never the girl with a 5-year plan. You brought stability, order, a timeline. He nodded slightly. But I realize now, what I mistook for love was structure. And what I thought was safety was just control in prettier packaging. Whispers started in the back rows. You wanted me to quit my band. Said it was teenage noise. You told me real women don't wear combat boots past 30. She lifted the hem of her dress. She was still wearing them. I almost married you because it made sense. But I want fireworks, not spreadsheets. She pulled off her ring and placed it gently in his pocket. I hope your next partner loves lists. I hope I find someone who loves chaos. She smiled through tears and disappeared down the stairwell. Story 53. They married in a meadow at golden hour. Wildflowers everywhere. Children chasing bubbles. The bride stood with a sunbeam across her face. I was raised to believe love meant effort. Dedication. But not exhaustion. She looked at him, her voice low. I've been tired for a year, he frowned. Not tired of loving you. Tired of begging you to meet me halfway. Now a few guests looked at each other. You forgot our anniversary twice. You missed my brother's funeral. You didn't hold my hand during my biopsy. He looked down. Her voice didn't shake. I told myself you're just not good with emotion. But today, I realized I deserve someone who is. She slipped off her ring and laid it on the Bible in the...
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Efficient's hand. I'm not angry. Just finally awake. Then she turned and walked through the meadow barefoot, as if she was never meant to arrive, only to leave. Story 54. This one made the news. Live-streamed wedding. Destination resort. Hundreds of thousands of followers. Influencer couple. Matching hashtags. Brand sponsorships. The bride held the mic, beaming. Everyone watching knows our love story. Or so they think. The groom grinned, then froze as she turned the phone toward the crowd. This morning, your iCloud synced your camera roll to mine. The screen lit up with photos. Here's one of you kissing your manager, and here's another. And here's a video. She called you my almost husband. You said, after the honeymoon. The crowd gasped. So did the internet. I don't need a trending moment. I need self-respect. She tossed her bouquet into the pool and said, I'd rather be single and honest than married and humiliated. Then she unplugged the camera. Millions didn't get the wedding content they were promised, but they got something much better. Truth. Story 55. The wedding was in her childhood backyard. The same swing set. The same oak tree. The same garden where she buried her hamster in second grade. She held her vows with shaky hands. Marcus, you were my escape. From this town. From my past. From myself. He gave her a soft smile. But in trying to escape, I built a new prison. She looked around. I stopped painting. I stopped going to therapy. I stopped texting friends back. Also, you wouldn't feel like you were playing second to anything. His smile faded. I became a version of me that fits your world, but I don't recognize her anymore. She took off her veil. This backyard raised a little girl who dreamed big. I won't bury her here today. Then she whispered to her mom, I still want cake later, just not the wedding part. And they ate it, just the two of them, under that same oak tree, while the guests quietly packed up. Story 56. It was a rooftop wedding in Chicago. Skyline behind them, string quartet playing Billie Eilish. The bride took the mic, not with a smile, but with a look of absolute calm. Ryan, you always said we were a team. He nodded. But teams don't hide bank accounts. Teams don't use therapy as a weapon. Teams don't say things like, "You're lucky I put up with your moods." People tensed. 2 weeks ago, I found the audio files. The ones you recorded during our fights. You labeled one meltdown.mp3. You played them for your friends. Gasps. Your friends laughed. One of them said, "She sounds like a toddler." She turned to the guests. "I'm not going to marry a man who prepares evidence instead of showing empathy." She removed her mic and spoke softly. Game over. Then she left, with only the sound of wind between buildings behind her. Story 57. It was a forest ceremony. Moss-covered stones and wildflowers everywhere. The bride wore a crown of thistles. "Caleb," she began, "you taught me to survive, but not to thrive." He tilted his head, confused. "You were my anchor when the world fell apart. When my dad died. When my job crumbled. You were there. But then you never stopped being the one who saves me." She paused. "You never let me stand back up. Never believed I could. Now people were whispering. I got accepted to grad school in Berlin. I told you. You said, that's not in the plan." "Whose plan, Caleb?" Her voice rose. "I want a partner. Not a keeper. Not someone who needs me to stay small so they can feel big." She took her shoes off, placed them on the moss altar, and walked barefoot into the woods. No one followed. Not even him.